Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's another remote edition of Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer, and today we take you to Iceland to hear pianist and composer Ólafur Arnalds playing some music for us. Arnalds is one of the leading figures in the so-called neoclassical scene in Europe, though he's best known here in the States for his soundtracks, especially his music for the British TV series Broadchurch. Now, the last time Arnalds was in our WNYC studio was in 2013, and he had a full band with him. Today, it's just Ólafur himself at home. And he joins us with a new album. It's called Some Kind of Peace. And Ólafur, you started this album before the pandemic and finished it in what was a completely different world. Did that affect the way this album turned out?
I think it didn't really change my direction, but it definitely kind of confirmed or affirmed the direction I was already heading into. I wanted to make something really personal. I wanted to make something intimate and kind of an ode to community and human connection and rituals. And when the pandemic hit, it just kind of confirmed with me that this was the direction that I should be going into. So it focused it for sure. Yeah.
Well, and we found when all of those connections and rituals were taken away from us, we found out just how much we missed them.
Exactly. Yeah. The tiniest things, like going to a cafe in the morning and just having a cup of coffee with a newspaper. You don't really realize until you lose it how much that matters to your life. All these different things that we like to do.
All right, well, now you're going to play a couple of pieces for us today, and there isn't much on the new record that you can do solo, but you can do this piece called We Contain Multitudes, which was the single that you released in advance. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a reference to the poetry of Walt Whitman. Is that the case?
That is correct. I believe Bob Dylan is also making that reference on his new album.
That's right.
He has a song on there called I Contain Multitudes, and I'm pretty sure it's a reference to the same thing.
I'm sure it is, yeah. So you're in good company.
I'm in good company. That was a fun coincidence. But yeah, it's a piano solo piece, so I'm delighted to perform it for you.
All right, let's hear it. Ólafur Arnalds, the Icelandic composer, at the piano. And I'm going to have to ask you about this piano in a moment, but let's hear the piece first. It's called We Contain Multitudes.
Thank you.
That's Olafur Arnalds live in, are you in Reykjavik?
Yes.
Proper, or are you outside?
Yeah. I'm pretty much downtown Reykjavik, just on the harbor where my studio is.
Okay. The song is We Contain Multitudes. It's from Olafur's new record called Some Kind of Peace. Now, let me ask you about this piano, because it's not a grand piano.
It's quite the opposite. It's not very grand at all.
No, but it's also not a regular upright. What is that?
It's a pianette, is what it's called. They were really popular in Europe, and especially the Nordic countries, as kind of practice pianos, made in the 60s and 70s, mostly by... this is by a Danish maker, and there's a few Swedish ones around as well. But I really love these pianettes. I'm almost collecting them. They're very cheap. You find them in like flea markets, and then you just have to spend a little work on, you know, making them sound nice, and then they're just wonderful, wonderful instruments.
Wow. So a pianette. So it's like a piano with practice mutes. If you were a string player, you know how string players have the practice mutes so they can play the violin in their apartment and not bother the neighbors. Is that kind of what?
The piano doesn't have that originally, but I added that practice mute just for sound purposes. I like the soft sound of the felt.
Right. And one of the corollary sounds then is that we hear the action of the piano. We hear the dampers move, and we hear, you know, the squeaking of the... I mean, all of the sounds of the actual body of the instrument become part of the sounds of the piece.
Yeah, when you make the sound of the actual piano strings quieter, relatively everything else gets louder, right? So, that's kind of just a side effect that's not really intentional, but it's a really nice side effect. That's, I think, it kind of brings characteristic and humanity to the instrument. You can also hear myself. You can hear my fingers touching the keys. And
right.
I really love listening to piano recordings where you can hear the person who is performing, not only their instrument.
Right. Like Keith Jarrett, where you hear him moaning.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Glenn Gould as well.
Glenn Gould, obviously, yeah. So you said that this was an album you wanted that kind of intimacy, that sense of, you know, something personal. And so throughout the record, you weave in not just the sounds of the instrument and you playing the instrument, but other sounds as well. For example, in Woven Song, there's a tape of someone singing. What is that?
Yeah, that is a... that's a woman named Herlinda Augustin Fernandez, and she's a shaman, and she's leading a ritual in this a healing ritual.
From where?
From the Upper Amazon area. It's a tribe called Shi people. She passed away a few years ago, but I was really lucky to manage to get in touch with her people and get permission for this. It's a really beautiful... So the song she's singing is called an Ícaro, and Ícaros are healing songs. They're songs that are passed. They're believed to come from the spirits, and they're passed down through generations. And then they weave the patterns of these Ícaros, they weave them into cloths and fabric, which makes that kind of, you've probably seen these fractal woven imageries from that area. They are actually kind of like notation of the songs, which is why I called it Woven Song.
And isn't it strange that some of those weavings do look like fractals, that, you know, ancient cultures have sort of anticipated things that modern mathematics and physics have only recently discovered. It's really amazing.
Yeah, it's quite amazing. But it quite obviously comes from sometimes the hallucinogenic effects of like the plant medicine used down there. And so if you go to these ceremonies, you're very likely to see some of these fractals yourself. so I believe it comes from that. But it's believed the belief that is they originally come from some kind of a snake figure, a spirit. So which also makes sense. Like snakes often have these kind of fractal patterns on them.
Right. And of course, they recur in mythology around the world.
Yeah.
So that's one of the kind of the found sounds that you use on this record, on some kind of piece. There's also on Spiral, there's what sounds like more piano, but not you live. It sounds like a very old recording of someone else playing the piano. What's that?
That is actually me playing, but I'm a collector of old music mediums, and I'm really in love with the cylinder phonographs of the early 1900s. So I managed to get an Edison phonograph from 1902, I think this one is from, and I managed to get the recording heads that you need to create these cylinder records. So I actually recorded the piano onto a cylinder phonograph and then played it back into my recording system here to put it on the album. So it is me playing through a very old recording medium to get that old nostalgic sound of that melody.
I guess the real question is, why go through all the problem to do that? Why go through all that trouble to get that very antique sound when you're in a beautiful new studio that you just finished building? What's the emotional effect you're going for?
Yeah, I'm sure I could find some music software that creates some effect like that, but for me, it's just my passion for this kind of machines, and it's my passion for the history of recording technology. And I just love, it's not the only old device that I have here. I really collect vintage equipment. And there's a characteristic in these things that you just can't imitate with computers. There's a humanness and a liveness in it that is just impossible to imitate. And
yeah.
In that case, I was going for some type of nostalgia, as it's like referring to a melody that appears earlier in the song, but in more normal sounding way.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end, it's kind of repeating that melody. And
yeah.
As like a lost memory kind of thing.
Yeah, it's amazing what sound design can do for the listener, because I definitely got that sense of, you know, suddenly being taken back to an earlier and allegedly simpler time. Of course, when we learn more about those times, they're not so simple after all. But
yeah.
So we're speaking with Olafur Arnalds about his new record called Some Kind of Peace. But the works you're going to play, two short pieces that you're going to play for us next, are both from Remember, which was the previous record. And I asked you about this pianette that you're playing. That album was made on an even more unusual instrument.
On that record, a lot of the music was inspired by a piece of music software that I designed with a friend of mine who's a programmer, which we designed to control self-playing pianos. So piano, like the old Western movies, kind of pianos, but digital. So we created a algorithmical software that can react to what I'm doing. So I can play some chords on my piano and they will react to it and kind of accompany me with rhythmical textures based on the tonality that I'm inputting into it. And that was kind of the creative spark for most of the music on that album.
Right. But these pieces, Momentary and Saman, you can play these on the pianette. You don't need the
You
don't need the software or anything like that.
No, they were just written on a piano and can be performed on a piano.
All right, let's let's hear another live performance at home in Reykjavik, Iceland. It's Ólafur Arnalds. That's Ólafur Arnalds with Momentary, leading directly into Saman. Those are two pieces from his prior record called Remember. Much of it was done on this Stratus piano that you were talking about before, Ólafur. It's interesting because the press material for the new record, Some Kind of Peace, talks about how you've, with this new record, you've kind of given up the sense of control that you've always had in your music. But the odd thing is that you've done a lot of things over the years where you are giving up control. I mean, with the Stratus piano, there's a self-generating aspect to that work that's out of your control once you've set the software in motion. And of course, you've worked with other singers and brought mm-hmm. other musicians in. So this issue of control in your music is, it seems like you're walking a real tightrope there.
Yes, I like that. I like walking the tightrope. That's kind of the balance where you find interesting things, you know, when you're almost falling in either direction. But I think that the real difference on this record is it's me kind of completely letting go of any sort of planning methods in music. And like with my last record, I did create the software and I did create these special pianos in order to, yes, change the way I create and inspire me in new ways. But there I'm putting that concept in front of me and making that the idea, and I'm writing around that idea, whereas now I'm trying to just remove all these conceptual ideas and really just making the record about the pure raw emotion behind the music and not hiding behind any concepts.
Well, you know, I'm also thinking of the what in English we call the island songs, but which you probably called Islan songs, where you went around.
It's island songs, but it is a little bit of a pun.
Island being Icelandic for Iceland, and you went around the country, and in every little town you found musicians. So, you know, this kind of take what the universe gives you, that sort of aspect of your music. It's been there. I mean, you may be shaping it, but it seems like you've been open to that pretty much all along.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm constantly, like we all are, we're constantly getting input from our environment, from the people around us, and we're being constantly inspired by everything we consume, everyone we meet. And I really like just embracing that and not pretending that all these ideas are purely from myself.
Right.
You know, every idea comes from, you know, the fabric of the universe in some way or another.
Well, and one of the things that you've done, you know, in a career largely built around instrumental music is you've brought singers in. And there are a couple of them on the new record. The song Back to the Sky, which gives us the album title, Some Kind of Peace, is a collaboration with JFDR.
Yes.
And then there's this song called The Bottom Line with the German singer Josin. So do these singers, like, does Josin bring in the lyrics to you, or do you, like, work with her on them ahead of time?
Yeah, I cannot write any lyrics to save my life, so I do have to rely on my collaborators to bring those in. But in Josin's case, it was really quite interesting as we're close friends, and I shared a lot of my experiences with her, things that I've gone through in the last year, like some very transitional things that I went through. And she came back to the studio the next day with lyrics that were completely written about my experience that I shared with her, which was really unique and special for me. So that one is quite special, I think. It's a song written from my perspective, but it's her words, so it's a very intimate collaboration in that way. The caviar trash, the one I cut, how to go back.
The song also has an unusual piano sound. Are you playing a prepared piano on that track?
On that track, it is the Stratus piano making that sound. And yes, they are also prepared with the practice felts, mm-hmm. like my pianette. So it gives it kind of this noisy characteristic quality as well.
Right. So So on other tracks on the record, like, for example, New Grass, which also has that kind of tack piano sound. I mean, the idea of changing the sound of the piano that way is something that goes back to the 1930s and John Cage, but
yeah,
people are still finding new ways of doing it, and it seems like that's part of what's happening here, too, is you finding new sounds inside this old instrument.
Yeah, I'm just on a constant search for making the piano sound original. The piano is the most recorded instrument in the world, and I just kind of have the need to not sound like all the other piano recordings. and it's also there from a creative perspective. It's inspiring to look for new sounds. And like you mentioned earlier, the way something sounds is such a big part of the music. It's not only the melody you're playing, but the way, the timbre of it is just like, it's telling half the story, actually. So it's important to me.
Well, the album is called Some Kind of Peace, and it really is a beautiful record, and all the things you went for, that sense of intimacy and warmth and nostalgia and finding new sounds in the most recorded instrument in history, they're all there. So congratulations, job well done.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
and Olafur, thank you for performing for us. I hope we get to see you back in our studios in New York.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, John.
Watch the videos of Olafur's live performances on our YouTube channel or our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producer is Karen Havlick. Our video editor is David McLean. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for joining us for this soundcheck session from newsounds.org.